الله الرحمن الرحيم. We complete the sixth part of the Alhamdulillah. May Allah accept. Taraweeh is a very great ibadat. And it is of those people who cannot read Quran Sharif. If they only join the Taraweeh from the beginning of the Ramadan, right till then, at least they will not know how to read Quran Sharif, but they will get the reward of one Quran. How Allah Ta'ala made it so easy for us. Tonight, many ayahs have been read. One is Al-Yawma Akmaltu Dinakum wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati wa Raditu Lakum Islam Deena. When this ayah was revealed in the plains of Arafat, the Sahaba Ikram was very, very happy that now our deen is complete with profession. The only thing now is wanted is this birth that we must now follow it. So they were very happy. Everyone was very happy there, but one person was crying all the time. That Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. So he asked, why were you crying on this occasion? So, occasion of this, that Islam is now in complete perfection. He said, you have looked only that side. But once the deen is perfected, then means that now the time for Nabi Karim to leave this world. So instead of Nabi Karim leave this world, that will hurt me too much. That is why I was crying. So look where their eyes go to, where their mind goes to. So this ayat was the perfection that now that we are not supposed to bring anything new in Islam at all. Allah has brought about complete perfect. Today what we do, certain things, we do certain acts. And someone tell you, why are you doing it? You say, no, what is wrong by doing it? It's not what is wrong by doing it. He's trying to show that Nabi Karim should have done that also. And many a time you don't realize that because you enjoy doing it, you're doing it. But not realizing that you're not supposed to do it because Rasulullah does not do it. So people today do things, you know, just because they enjoy doing it and they want to do it. So we must always look at not our enjoyment, their enjoyment is important. So in this occasion also, that a lot of times. So that is one occasion this month that the Sahaba Ikram were very happy. The same ayat was revealed when it was revealed that one Yahudi told Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that if it was revealed to us, we will make the day of Eid for us. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said that I was present at that occasion when this ayat was revealed, and you talking of one Eid, it was the day of Arafat and the day of Jumu'ah therefore. So two Eid we had there. So just imagine how they were, that look at that, on that day too, they were celebrating the two Eids, and that ayat was revealed on that day. So this ayat is a very great ayat to show us this month that, you know, we have been now perfected in Islam. We must not bring anything new at all, no matter how much we enjoy looking. Another ayat which was revealed was this one regarding, is the time when make wudu, the time of salah. And when the time you're ready for salah and thereafter there's no water, you make tayammum too. All those things Allah Ta'ala made very clear today. Allah Ta'ala did not leave anything out for us. There's a person we're traveling to. If there's no water there, does not mean you must not make salah. You must make tayammum and make salah. Many people today do not realize that. And today when they're traveling also, they go for Umrah and all these places. When they're traveling for Umrah, they're going for the nafil acts, but they forget the farz. In the journey, they forget the farz, they don't need the farz, salah, anything. Or tell me what kind, how could you face Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that on the journey you will miss out the farz namaz, which is farz on you compulsory, for going for a nafil act, which is called the Umrah. But you missed out the farz namaz, how are you going to meet Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That's why I say that on the occasion Safar to Allah Ta'ala made it so easy for us that we must not be four rakat to Allah Ta'ala. So everything is made easy for us. Now it is for us to act on it. Likewise, another ayat came on down. لَا تَتَّخِذُ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَ أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ
Allah Ta'ala is very clear to us, do not make the Yahudis and Nasara your friend. But we have made them our friend today. Everything we take them part of us. لَا تَتَّخِذِ الْيَهُودَ وَالْنَصَارَ وَأَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْضُهُمْ. They are friends among themselves. And if you are going to follow them, then you will also look deep the fall of Islam. That's a very, 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 very dangerous thing that when you deal with them all the time, it must not be that you lead the fall of Islam and become murtad. Allah Almighty Father comes. This is very, very important. This I came down. That we must not make them friends. And today we're making them our friends. In every occasion, yes, we have to make a friend of Musliman. The Muslims, we have to make a friend among them. But we won't make friends with them, but we make friends with these Yahudis and Nasaras. So this is what's happening in the world today, everywhere. So this Quran shows us this material. Do not make friends with them. Inna Allah la yahdi al-qawm adh-dhalimin. That they are the form that will mislead you and you become zalim also. So Allah Ta'ala must protect us from this. So may dua of Tawan, Alhamdulillah. اللهم نسألك الصحة والفرح لما تحسن القرب والرضا فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما والمسلمين الصالحين اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد ورحمتك يا رب.